No one without a rabies vaccination has ever survived the fatal disease, except for 16-year-old Gina Geezy. Her mother, Anne, recalls how her daughter was bitten last September.
We were in church, and the bat was flying around, and it landed in the back. And it was just laying there, and she thought she should get it outside, so she went and picked it up and took it out.
Gina cleaned out the wound but didn't go to the hospital till a month later when she started seeing double and felt fatigue. Dr. Rodney Willoughby described the girl as near death when she came in for treatment. She was put into a coma-like sedation and given a mixture of drugs for trauma, something that had never been tried on a rabies victim.
We have no idea why it worked, and with only one instance, there's no science to this at all. Science requires you to reproduce a result, and so we're hoping others will.
The doctors at the Medical College of Wisconsin never isolated the strain of rabies that infected Gina, so there's speculation it might have been a weakened variety. Willoughby said it's also possible that Gina staved off death because of a strong genetic makeup. She's recovering, but her mother says some activities are still difficult.
She's still not able to walk on her own, and she's getting better at that, but still need someone walking with her.
Dr. Willoughby says it's not known if Gina will make a full recovery. Rabies affects the nervous system. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.